Dan Riccio and Randy Janda. Let's table the hockey talk for a minute and bring in Andy McCullough of The Athletic MLB. Thanks for this, Andy. How are you?
I'm well. How are you guys?
We're doing awesome, man. We're doing awesome. The MLB season, you were on the show earlier this summer, and I think it was about, you had a 25% chance that this season was going to end up done. How has baseball navigated to this point?
Yeah, I think that they have done a good job of adjusting from the sort of earlier flaws inside the protocols. They've tightened up the protocols, but most importantly, they've got way more aggressive when it came to postponing games. And so, like, you look at what happened with the Marlins in that first outbreak, where they had a positive test, they played a game, they had three more positive tests, they played another game, and then at that point they finally shut down, and you know, that ends with 18 guys ending up testing positive, compared with how they did that with what Major League Baseball did when there was a false positive with the Giants a couple weeks ago. You know, they immediately shut it down. They learned that, like, when you get a positive test, that means there cannot be a game tonight, there probably can't be a game tomorrow, and there probably can't be a game after that. So I think they deserve credit for really adjusting what their protocols were and being just more aggressive. And, you know, honestly, frankly, they've gotten lucky, and, like, that's good. Like, this is good. Like, you know, in modern life, we deserve to have some things, you know, break right and not be the worst possible outcome at all times. So, you know, the players have really, really tightened up their behavior. MLB has become more proactive, and they've been fortunate that, you know, that it hasn't fallen apart. So I give them credit for sure.
Andy, I was kind of cautiously optimistic about the shortened season anyways, the entertainment value. What have you thought about, you know, the 60 games and overall just the entertainment value of the season?
Well, I mean, it's nice to have baseball on TV. You know, it's nice to watch. I think the quality of play has been pretty poor, frankly. And I think the long-term ramifications of potentially having an expanded playoff system are really, really bad. At the same time, though, like, next week could be really fun. You know, there's going to be there's exciting teams in the playoffs. You know, the White Sox, the Padres, you know, are two teams who haven't been there in a while, and they're, like, super entertaining to watch. So I think, like, you know, look, if you just turn on, you know, a Marlins Mets game on a random night, it's pretty brutal. You know, it's not really enjoyable to watch. But at the same time, there's still a lot of good teams, and, you know, the playoff system will produce a lot of excitement next week. You know, there should be some really entertaining games, and there's some really, really, you know, potentially fascinating matchups to come. So, I think, you know, the postseason should be entertaining.
How do you feel about the expanded playoffs overall? I get the sense you're not the biggest fan.
Oh, it's awful. It's awful. Yeah, it's awful. It incentivizes teams to stop trying, essentially. I should put this more plainly. It incentivizes the ownership class not to invest as much of their resources as possible to create as good a team as possible. It makes it less worthwhile to tank, but it also makes it less worthwhile to try and build a super team. And I think it's going to be a race toward the middle, which I don't really think is good for anyone, frankly, besides the owners.
You talked about a couple of playoff teams, the White Sox, the Padres. These are teams on the rise. You know, a number of people would have said, hey, in a normal season as well, two teams to watch. But how much of their success, in your opinion, is based on the short season? And how much of is that growth we expected, maybe in a long season or over a couple of years?
Yeah, it's an interesting question, because the White Sox have kind of tailed off in the last week or so. And, you know, they're pitching is a little short. And so you could look at that club and say, like, oh, I don't know, like, if over 162, like, would they really be able to hold up? I think the Padres are a little more secure. That team is really, really good. They might be the second best team in baseball, although losing Mike Clevinger hurts. So I think it's somewhere in between. Like, I do think, you know, those two clubs specifically took major steps forward this season. I don't know how it would have played out over a full season, so we'll never really know. But yeah, I think it's somewhere in the middle. Like, I think they benefit from the shortened season, but I also do think that they've made actual progress.
I know you've covered the Dodgers closely over the last number of years, and this is a year where they're still playing well, but because of the playoff scenarios, you know, it's even more likely to see them fall short again of their World Series goal. What's your thought on the Dodgers and how they set up going into the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're the best team in baseball, but that means less than ever this year. I mean, like, that's less valuable than it's literally ever been in, you know, postseason baseball. They still have to win a three-game series next week, and, like, you know, there's a lot of randomness involved in there. So I think it's gonna create a really, really interesting situation this winter if the Dodgers crash out early, because there's a lot of discontent among Dodgers fans about, you know, how the team has performed in the postseason in recent years. But I also think there has to be some sort of rational pullback and, you know, realization that there shouldn't be an overreaction to what happens in this just, like, weird, you know, shortened end season with, like, a postseason that is just going to be defined by variance in a way that we've really never seen before. It's a tough spot for the organization, frankly, because there's going to be a lot of fan discontent if they lose in the first or second round, you know. But we'll see. I mean, they're my pick to win the World Series, if only because they're the best team. And what's the point of, you know, guessing otherwise, I guess. You know what I mean?
Well, north of the border, there's excitement because that Blue Jays number is – that magic number is one right now, so they can take care of that as of tonight. But overall, long-term question for you. Vladimir Guerrero Jr., first base has been a roller coaster ride for him. When you see him play that position, do you see a future there for him, or is that just a stopgap measure?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. You do not want to make a guy be a DH at his age. I think you want to find a position for him that he can handle long-term. I mean, I think it's the sort of thing that the organization's really going to have to focus on in the offseason about, you know, getting it so that he can find a regular home in the field, because you just don't want to force a guy into that sort of corner this early in his career. But yeah, it's not ideal. It's not an ideal setup.
Andy McCullough of The Athletic, our guest. It's funny, we're living through the NBA playoffs, the Stanley Cup playoffs. We're about to enter Major League Baseball playoffs. And at the same time, we don't know when next season is going to start, right? So, like, the season's going to end for a lot of people this week, and you don't know what's happening next. We know with the bubble that these players are going to go in for the playoffs, but how does baseball move forward through the pandemic and into next year?
It's a great question. I mean, my bet would be that they will just try and run everything back at spring training in a similar version to what this year looked like. You know, I do not foresee a scenario in which fans are allowed in to parks, you know, especially during the spring. I think, you know, so much just depends on, like, when's there going to be a vaccine, you know, and then when is it going to be, you know, properly distributed across, you know, North America. Like, where are the Blue Jays playing next year? Will they be allowed to play in Canada and travel across the border? You know, will Canada allow teams from, you know, Florida and all across the country to travel in? I don't know. I mean, there's just so much uncertainty, but I would suspect that Major League Baseball is going to be heavily incentivized to start the season on time because they want to generate as much television revenue as they can, you know, especially if there's no fans in the stands.
Andy, appreciate the time as always, man. We'll talk soon. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.